North Carolina's first day of school was marked by celebration, frustration, and anxiety about COVID-19. WFAE's Andos Helms reports on a back-to-school day like no other.
For the first time since mid-March, school buses picked up students this morning. But the vast majority of students in the Charlotte area weren't on them. Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and Cabarrus County schools aren't bringing back any of their students yet. Union, Gaston, Iredell-Statesville, Catawba, and other districts in the region did roll their buses, but only for a portion of their students.
Every day this week for Union County Public Schools, Monday through Thursday, is going to be someone's first day at school.
That's Superintendent Andrew Houlihan. Union County brought about one quarter of its students back today to allow safe distancing in classrooms and on buses. In addition, about 20% of the district's students opted for remote learning because of the pandemic. Sean Moser is a Union County bus driver.
I was scared at first because COVID is real. I've had family members that passed away due to it.
But this morning there was plenty of social distancing on her bus, which normally seats 24.
I did two routes. My first route had zero, and my second one had one.
Wesley Chapel Elementary normally has almost 600 students. Today, 110 reported in person. They faced a temperature check and screening questions.
Have you had any of these symptoms? Fevers, chills, shortness of breath, or difficulty?
They wore
breathing?
Masks and entered classrooms with plenty of space between them. For instance, fourth grade teacher Jen Sakowitz had six students in the classroom and one streaming in remotely as she asked icebreaker questions.
Would you rather have six brothers or have six sisters? Stand up if you'd rather have six brothers.
Bathroom breaks meant lining up. Floor signs indicated 6 foot distances, while two boys and two girls at a time were allowed in.
Both of you can go in.
Go ahead in.
Superintendent Houlihan's children were among those working remotely today, and that meant they joined hundreds of thousands of North Carolina students who logged on from home and met with frustration. NC EdCloud, which was supposed to support all that remote learning, had statewide problems.
They're trying to get on, and I think what I'm finding on the technology end is it's just a matter of time. You can actually get onto Canvas. It just takes a little bit longer than maybe you're used to.
By late morning, the state's Department of Public Instruction said the problem was fixed, but the vendor was still trying to figure out what caused it. In Gaston County, about 7,000 of the district's 31,000 students signed up for remote learning. Among them is Michaela Argent, an 11th grader at South Point High School in Belmont.
COVID is spreading so quickly.
She says she doesn't believe her classmates will keep a safe distance.
We would still want to hug people because we haven't seen them since this quarantine.
Only students in the first half of the alphabet started class in Gaston County schools today. The rest will come back Thursday. This morning, students, alumni, and community members lined the street leading to South Point High to celebrate a bit of a return to normal, the first day senior parade. Garvin Collins graduated in June. He came back from NC&T State to cheer for the next class.
South Point is very tradition-based, and that's one thing I love very much about this school.
He knows it won't really be a normal year.
Because of the environment, you know, the social distancing, and everybody's trying to be safe because of COVID.
But it was a sunny August morning. Jubilant teens were packed into the backs of pickup trucks and open vehicles, very few of them wearing masks. And the community was there to celebrate them. Collins said he thinks that's a good start. Now, state and local officials will begin tracking to see whether cases begin spreading in schools despite the masks, hand-washing, and distancing. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.